Every 5 minutes, someone dies while waiting for a compatible donor heart, liver, or kidney. On a remote island in Lake Superior, a team of geneticists strive to engineer an animal with human-compatible organs, thereby saving millions of lives. But these ancestors are not the docile herd animals they envision. Instead, the project spawns something big, something evil, something hungry. Ancestor by number one New York Times bestselling novelist Scott Sigler is available for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Marsfall is intended for mature audiences. Listener discretion is advised.
It's Dan Lovely and Eric Saris, and we are back to talk to you about an upcoming miniseries that we have recorded for you.
Yeah, that's right. Coming September 14th, we're going to start releasing the entire miniseries of Bunker Down. I know episode one is available now, and if you haven't checked it out, please go listen to that after this or even before this and then jump back in. But yeah, on September 14th, we're going to premiere a very special thing with the first and second episode together, and then we'll play the rest of the six episodes of Bunker Down over the course of the following months. We are so excited about this story. We just have to share it with you all because it's definitely going to tie into season three, which we're actually recording right now in Brewery Recording Studio in Brooklyn. So part two is going to be coming to you all very, very, very soon.
So you may be wondering, okay, why are they dropping a miniseries in the middle of a season? And that's a good question.
Very good question.
Something happened. There was a pandemic. And we weren't able to record the same way that we normally do. Now, typically, when we record, we want to have everyone together in the same room or as many people as possible. We want to make it as authentic as possible, where the actors are reacting, you know, not from a line that's been previously recorded, but something that is happening in real time. Because we found that the emotions, the truth comes out a little bit more when you have someone actually there. So, unfortunately, this wasn't really possible. In 2020, we decided, okay, well, we had season three written, and it's been written for a while. So we decided, all right, we can't record that right now. So let's rewrite it again. And in the meantime, let's write something new. So Bunker Down was what came out of that. It was a different experience for us. We hadn't really prepared to have to halt our season three timeline, but we were really happy that we got to share this new story with you. Eric, can you talk a little bit about one of the main characters from the show?
Sure. Bunker Down? Yeah. So Bunker Down is going to follow Dr. Katie Hall, who is a linguist who wakes up from stasis on Earth around the same time as our colonists on Mars. So Katie is a name you all might recognize from our show. It's actually Jackie's ex, and Jackie mentions her in her personal log in our first episode. And we actually do hear some of Katie at the very end of season two. That voice from Earth, which we were trying to, you know, keep a secret for a little while, is officially Dr. Katie Hall. So we're really excited to have Eli Barraza voicing that character and bring so much life to her. And so we decided to make her the star of Bunker Down because a lot of you have been asking, what's going on Earth during the whole time we've been focusing on Mars? And so we wanted to, you know, take a look at that, see how people are doing on Earth. And spoiler alert, it's not going very well, which is definitely a theme for all of the Marsfall shows. We'll be following Jackie's ex, Dr. Katie Hall, who is a linguist. And I know it might be a little weird to put a linguist into a post-apocalyptic space opera, but surprisingly enough, those skills will come in handy as she's going to need to figure out how to decode some very special robot languages. I'm getting a little ahead of myself. We'll definitely talk about that in a few minutes, but before I get too much further, Dan, could you talk a little bit more about, you know, where the story falls and like how
absolutely
they all get together? Yeah.
So essentially the story of Bunker Down falls around the same time Katie will wake up from stasis, about the same time that Jackie and the colonists in Sequoia on Mars are waking up. So maybe this was timed perfectly well. Maybe there was an accident. Maybe there was a glitch. I'm not going to tell you. You're going to have to listen. But basically, we have at least one person alive on Earth who is alive at that same time, you know, 1,400 years in the future as when our main characters are alive on Mars. We wanted to show you a little bit about what was going on, that maybe there's more to Earth than it just being scorched and destroyed. Maybe there's a little bit more mystery, some things happening that we wanted to, you know, pull back the curtain and reveal. So let's talk a little bit about what it was like writing and recording in a pandemic.
Yeah, so this was a whole new experience for us. As we mentioned, you know, right now we're recording season 3, part 2 in Brewery Recording Studio in Brooklyn. And that's, you know, the time we can get all of our actors together, which, as Dan said, in our experience, usually leads to much more authentic performances. And our recording engineer, Brian, he really loves that because it saves him a lot of time of trying to edit stuff together. So instead of trying to get people that could record all their lines individually and mix it all for a mini series, we were like, how can we try and replicate what you get in a studio? And so talking all together, we figured out that we could record all of our actors over Zoom. They would still be recording on their nice microphones to their home equipment, but Zoom allowed the actors to react off each other, you know, accounting for a little bit of delay and obviously the Zoom freezes that unfortunately most of us are very familiar with now. And it allowed me to get a chance to direct people and offer suggestions and stuff. So it was pretty close to replicating what we could do in the studio. So before we did that for season 3, part 1, which, as you all know, features a lot of Jackie and Chip, and we were really lucky that Shannon and Sam have a good at-home setup, which is not the case for all of our actors. When making Bunker Down, we were like, okay, how can we do this? And so we cast a few people that we knew had good at-home setups that were excited about the project, and we're like, let's do a little test. And boy, did that test like really pan out, because Bunker Down is just something I'm personally super proud of, and I know the whole team just had a blast making it. And even though it was all new for us to do recording this way, it definitely worked out. And the kind of the other end of that, too, was that writing was going to be a little different because, as Dan mentioned, we had written season 3 and then we were rewriting season 3 at that time. So even though we had the pandemic and more time on our hands, we needed to work with another writer because there just wasn't there wasn't enough of Dan and Eric's brain to go around. But Dan, maybe you can talk just a little bit about working with Seth and how it was just having a new experience there.
Absolutely. So one of our writers, Seth Malosky, is one of our head writers on Bunker Down. And he also is the writer of 2 of the episodes of season 3, the first half of season 3. So it was a new experience for us. Normally, Eric and I work together. We, you know, we'll come up with an outline. We'll come up with ideas, you know, the character development that we want to have happen and when and where. So it was great doing that with, you know, a new set of eyes, because now we had Seth, who was able to pinpoint things that, you know, maybe we hadn't considered, or, you know, bring up ideas that we, you know, wasn't even something that was on our mind, but, you know, we really were into it. So it was great being able to have someone who knew our show and who was able to write with that still that same tone, you know, but it's nice to be able to have, you know, just an expanded writer's room. It's something that we've been playing around with a little bit. We have two new writers for the first half of season 3 and several new writers for season 4 coming up.
Yeah, that's going to be really exciting to work with all those people. But yeah, before we get too farther in this, we're going to take a quick break for a commercial, and then we'll pat back on to talk a bit about the actors that we got to work with on Bunker Down. So stay tuned.
In the climate-ravaged world of 2072, the city of Piura stands as a miraculous green haven. Piura is a geoengineered paradise that protects its fortunate residents from the global catastrophes of heat domes, fires, floods, and droughts. In a time when the world outside is unsafe, it's vital for Piura's existence that people rally behind the purpose of the city, and Demetria Lopez, head of the city's public relations, tirelessly promotes its idyllic image. But when she stumbles on a dark secret that, if exposed, would be the downfall of Piura's existence, she must decide who and what she's willing to protect. From Wondery, the makers of Academy and Dr. Death, The Last City stars actors Ray Seahorn, Jeannie Tirado, and Maury Sterling. Follow The Last City on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of The Last City early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus. As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch, and organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business, from the launch your online shop stage all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/realm. As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch, and organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business, from the launch your online shop stage all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/realm.
Hey, everybody, we are back again. And yeah, I'm really excited to talk about the actors of the show. So we already mentioned that Bunker Down stars Katie Hall, who you've already heard at the end of season two. And also, you may have heard a little bit of her voice in episode 5 of season 3, if you're listening really close during those crazy sound tunnel scenes. So having Eli on the show, she's just so wonderful, an amazing actor. Eli Baranza, creator of The Far Meridian, has also done writing on Ars Paradoxica and for some other projects. And so getting a chance to work with her, we had to connect with her in Los Angeles while we were in Massachusetts and New Jersey and New York, and she recorded all of Bunker Down in like an 8-hour day from her closet in the middle of the summer during the pandemic. So once again, a round of applause for Eli for doing that.
True champ.
For us.
Yes.
True champ indeed. And yeah, I think you'll all really enjoy hearing a lot more of Katie. She certainly has a lot more emotional depth than just that kind of one-off monologue where she's, you know, obviously really upset and concerned and crying because that's, you know, typical Marsfall. And not to say that Bunker Down won't have parts of that, but there will be some other moods too. And speaking of other moods, two of the other actors we worked with, Sean Howard and Christy Bolton, they're both producers and actors in the show Civilized. And Sean is also the founder of the Fable and Folly Network and produces and creates with his partner the show Albus Salix, Royal Physician. For listeners that have heard those shows, you'll know that they are comedy. They certainly have dark moments, but... you know, very, very different than Marsfall. And for people that don't know those shows, definitely check them out after listening to Marsfall if you need a good laugh, as most people do. So, yeah, working with Sean, it was a wonderful time. He's also an improv actor, so he brought a lot of cool lines to Pete that nobody wrote. And Christy voices a character that's actually a very different kind of artificial intelligence, a very narrow, almost like a proto-artificial intelligence and algorithm even, with the tablet Denote, which Katie has. And yeah, Dan, maybe you want to talk a little bit more about Denote and the robots?
Sure. Yeah. So when we were coming up with the story, we wanted to come up with a new idea. And we were figuring, okay, it's Earth. It's about 1,400 years from now. What has changed? And one of the things we figured probably would change almost immediately was if we have all these artificial intelligences that are getting smarter and smarter, you know, we thought, why are they talking in English? Why are they speaking in a human language at all? What would make more sense? Would something be more efficient? Could something be more, you know, maybe a bit easier for a robotic mind to understand? And so you'll see the way that we have the bots communicate is through music, through different sort of patterns and different rhythms. And little snippets of tone and melody that we kind of sprinkle throughout some of our robotic characters. You know, we thought it would be something that we hadn't seen done before. We really wanted to do something new and something that we could create in a way that made sense scientifically if robots were to go down this route of starting to speak through language. Or starting to speak through music.
Yeah. And really, really fortunate that we have Sam as one of our producers and creators, you know, who not only voices Chip, as you all are familiar with, but if you didn't know at this point, he writes all the original music for the show. And so he really pulled out all the stops and did a deep dive into looking at all the words that we wrote for the various robots in the show. You know, particularly there are two that stand out, one named Amadeus, another one named Dying Star. And Amadeus speaks in a very musical language. So Sam sat down and made a whole chart of all the lines that Amadeus had, wrote out the musical melodies he wanted there, the different kind of notes, the amount of notes, the different pitches. And then Dying Star is another robot that actually speaks in binary language, so the 0101 kind of language for those that don't know what binary is. I didn't. And so Sam actually turned that into some crazy rhythmic drumming. So, you know, he did all of that, wrote the music, and then passed it off to our engineer, Brian, who put the filters on it kind of the same way he does to Dan's voice when Dan is voicing Andy, to give all the robots this unique feel that's, you know, very different than Andy in our show and also very different than a lot of other shows we can think of. And also another quick shout out to Brian, who mixed the entire thing and did all the sound design, including live Foley of, like, you know, taking off his shoes and running barefoot across the basement for one scene to, like, really get some creepy effects in there. So, yeah, this, again, can't stress enough that this was, like, a huge new project for us, a lot of things that we've never done before, but we're just so freaking excited to share it with all of you. And before I prattle on too much and give away too many things, you know, maybe we should just kind of bring it to a close. And Dan, you can talk a little bit about how this will tie into season three, since we're dropping this in the middle of season three.
Absolutely. So we have our six episodes of season three that you can listen to right now. And Bunker Down, even though we released it on Patreon and our first episode on our feed previously, this part of the story essentially appears right in the middle. It's almost as if Katie's story is happening at the same time as the first six episodes of season three with Jackie and Chip's story. So, you know, in the effort to kind of, if you want to keep things chronological, I guess you could switch off every other episode. But what I would recommend is listening to the first six episodes of season three, then checking out Bunker Down. If you are interested in it, if you like what you hear and you can't wait, you want to hear the rest of it, you could always go to Patreon and you can hear the entire thing ad-free, as always. And there's a lot of other cool stuff on Patreon as well that you can check out. But basically, the story of Bunker Down factors right into, right in the middle of our first half of season three and our second half, which Again, we're recording right now, so we're very, very excited for you guys to be hearing this. A lot of pieces of the puzzle that we're putting together, a lot more of the mystery that we're starting to unfold.
And we promise there are definitely answers coming. And
Do we promise that?
I mean, I think we recorded some answers just a few hours ago.
Okay, I'll make sure we delete those. You guys...
Okay, yeah. Well, people like the mystery.
Yeah,
so
it's
keep the box closed.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, with that, we want to say thank you so much for listening. This is something we're very, very proud of. It's definitely something new for us, something that we stepped out of our comfort zone. So we really, really hope you enjoy it.
And we're really, really excited to premiere Bunker Down on September 14th.
September 14th.
Yeah. And share season 3, part 2 with all of you very, very soon. And as always, keep surviving.
Anna Sheridan, New York Times bestselling author of supernatural horror. Missing for nearly 6 months now.
That's not possible. Is the compass broken? Or did I...
Given the circumstances of her disappearance, someone with a more vivid imagination might decide she'd pierced the veil, so to speak.
Weak radio signal. 700 meters. Closing fast.
There's no place for ghost stories and close encounters in this investigation, or any other.
I need you to find me.
Save yourself.
Of course. What else would it be?
The Sheridan Tapes, a serialized horror mystery podcast. Stream the complete series today on Realm and on all podcasting platforms.